Good morning, everyone. It's the Shaman, and I'm heading out east of camp, out past the first barn, a place called Faulty Towers, and I think I'm going to set up in an as yet unnamed blind position that we've been using for about the past 5 years. It is so nice to be able to come out the front of your house in the morning and owl and have half a dozen turkeys answer you. Sorry, I didn't have the recorder going. You should have heard it. Well, I can see Angus. He's heading off. He wants to go scout Lazy Boy today. It's just down from the honey hole. He should hear something. Okay, I'm out at the first barn. And this is one of the spots that I just like to come out and listen in the morning. I'm going to try to do some owling and we'll see what happens. I don't know if you heard them or not, but the gobblers that I got to sound off were way out east of me. Well, change of plans. I'm going to head up to the top of Gobbler's Knob. I should be able to hear him better from up there. I have to admit, it is a gorgeous morning out. The weather forecast had called for showers and even thunderstorms. We still may get them, but when I got up at 6, the stars were out. Oh, I'm just passing by the second barn. Broken corners. It's not doing so well. In fact, it's on its way to falling in. These old barns, there really wasn't a whole lot we could do with them. Not without spending a whole lot of money on them. And now that I think they're about past repair. We had a small tornado come through about 5 years ago and knock everything loose, and then every windstorm since has just made it worse. Okay. Out in front of the Yaganda Hood. And then there's a way over the barbed wire right here. I am now at the very top of Gobbler's Knob. When I get up here, there's a oak tree that, oh my gosh, there's a possum at about 20 yards from me. He could care less about me. Well, Did you hear that? There's a gobbler. He's probably down. He's probably backside of the knob. Down in Pity Creek. None of the gophers out this way seem very active this morning. That first one we picked up, he hasn't gobbled since. But you notice that crow is pretty vocal. And he's pretty loud. That's what I like, a good natural locator call. He's doing all the work for me. There was a gobbler way, way off. This is the shaman back in the studio. Let me set this up for you. Gone up on top of Gobbler's Knob, sat down, heard a gobbler way off. And what you're going to hear in the next segment is a whole bunch of stuff. Hens, bunch of barred owls going off, crows. And then it gets into a little thunderstorm and some rain. So just wanted to let you know what's coming up in the next segment.